I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of the career of Wynton Kelly on Jazz Unlimited. We're going to be hearing in this hour Dizzy Gillespie's big band again, the Wynton Kelly Trio, a quartet with John Coltrane, Dinah Washington, and the Wynton Kelly Trio with Joe Henderson and a real swinger. Now we're going to hear Dick Diss with Hank Mobley on tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Blakey on drums, recorded in 1960.
Thank you.
listening to The Career of Wynton Kelly on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. We heard Dig Dis from a classic Blue Note recording of 1960 called Soul Station. Hank Mobley on tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Blakey on drums. And we've got the Wynton Kelly Trio, a quartet with John Coltrane, Dinah Washington, and Joe Henderson coming up in this hour, all playing with Wynton Kelly in various configurations. Now we're going to hear a really, really fast big band piece recorded live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1957. It's Dizzy's Blues. Dizzy Gillespie is heard on trumpet. The baritone saxophone soloist is a guy by the name of Pee Wee Moore. Wynton Kelly is the pianist, and Al Gray is the trombonist. And you don't hear anything, much less a big band, playing at a tempo like this today. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
That was a very quick version, shall we say, of Dizzy's Blues, played by the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band at Newport. And you're listening to the career of Wynton Kelly on Jazz Unlimited tonight. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me. Dizzy was heard on trumpet, with Pee Wee Moore on baritone, Wynton Kelly piano, Al Gray trombone. And this is a 1957 recording. We've got John Coltrane with the Wynton Kelly Trio, Dinah Washington, and Joe Henderson with the Wynton Kelly Trio coming up. So please stay tuned. Now we're going to have a Wynton Kelly Trio that does not have Jimmy Cobb in it. This is one from a CD called Kelly at Midnight, and the tune is Temperance, and this is Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums, and it's a 1959 recording. And that's going to be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited, following the station break. That was a composition of Wynton Kelly's called Temperance. And unfortunately, Wynton Kelly was not one who practiced temperance, and he did drink an awful lot. But it's Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums, recorded in 1959. I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to the career of Wynton Kelly right here on Jazz Unlimited. We're going to hear Joe Henderson with the Wynton Kelly Trio, the Cannonball Adderley Big Band, and Abby Lincoln. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear a set of two. The first one is Like Sunny, recorded in 1959 with John Coltrane on tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. And then Blue Gardenia with Dinah Washington on vocal, Paul Quinichet on tenor, Cecil Payne on baritone, Wynton Kelly piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, and Quincy Jones did the arranging and the directing in this 1955 recording. Thank you.
blue gardenia. Now I'm alone with you, and I am also blue. He has tossed us aside, and like you, gardenia, once I was near his heart. After the teardrops start, where are teardrops to hide? I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed, yes, they're pressed in my book of memories. Love bloomed like a flower, and then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories, but pressed in my book of memories.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the career of Wynton Kelly on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Like Sunny with John Coltrane on tenor, Wynton Kelly piano and Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums in 1959. That was the Wynton Kelly trio for many years. And then Blue Gardenia from Dinah Washington on vocal with Paul Quinichet on tenor, Cecil Payne on baritone, Wynton Kelly piano, Barry Galbraith guitar, and Quincy Jones did the arranging and the directing. In the third hour, we're going to hear the Cannonball Adderley Big Band and Abby Lincoln, the Wynton Kelly Trio, and an Art Blakey nonet. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we are going to hear a real swinger, straight no chaser, Joe Henderson on tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, recorded live in 1968 at the Left Bank Jazz Society in Baltimore, Maryland, following the station break. I'm Dennis Owsley, and Straight No Chaser by Joe Henderson on tenor, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, recorded live at the Left Bank Jazz Society in Baltimore in 1968, closes the second hour of the career of Wynton Kelly on Jazz Unlimited. Boy, that was a swinger. Now we have a third hour coming up following the station break, and we will hear such things as the Cannonball Adderley Big Band, Abby Lincoln, an Art Blakey Tentet, a blowin' session with Johnny Griffin, and so forth. And that will be coming your way following the station break, right here on Jazz Unlimited.